Over the last 2 years, the pulse oximeter has become a crucial tool for tracking the health of COVID patients. The small device clips onto a finger and measures the amount of oxygen in a patient's blood. Well, a study out today adds to a growing body of research that shows the device can be inaccurate when measuring oxygen levels in people with dark skin tones. Craig Lamolt of member station GBH reports.
Dr. Sandra Luby Gordon found herself on the phone last year with a triage nurse at a Florida hospital. Luby Gordon, who's a physician at Boston Medical Center, was arguing that her own son, who was very sick with COVID, shouldn't be sent home from the hospital.
I said, our standards, I said, I really believe he needs to be admitted. Well, yeah, he is looking pretty short of breath, but his oxygen levels are good.
The nurse was basing that on what the pulse oximeter clipped to his finger was reading. But as a nervous parent, she'd been talking with her physician colleagues, and one of them reminded her of research showing the pulse oximeter tends to be inaccurate in people with dark skin tones.
So I said, oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. And I said, on top of that, my son is, this sounds strange, but very dark complexion.
When he was given a more invasive test for measuring blood oxygen, it showed his levels were actually dangerously low. Her son was admitted and treated and ultimately recovered from COVID. But Luby Gordon says most other patients in that situation don't know about this.
I have to be completely honest. I wasn't fully aware that there could be such a difference.
Research published recently by scientists at Johns Hopkins University showed inaccurate results from pulse oximeters resulted in a failure to identify Black and Hispanic patients who were in need of COVID therapies. And a new paper in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine looked at other consequences of those inaccurate readings. It examined pre-pandemic data on how much supplemental oxygen patients of color receive.
We were fooled by the pulse oximeter.
Leo Anthony Selly of MIT is the paper's author.
We were given the false impression that the patients were okay. And what we showed in this study is that we were giving them less oxygen than they needed.
People of color have experienced higher rates of hospitalization and death from COVID-19 than white populations, according to the CDC. Selly says he can't say what impact pulse oximeters have had on that, but he says he's confident it's played a role. Selly says the issue points to a larger problem with how medical devices are studied and approved.
The way we evaluate medical products is primarily based on trials that involve primarily white individuals.
Several manufacturers of the devices dispute studies showing racial disparities. But scientists and engineers are working on new technologies that could revolutionize pulse oximeters in a way that would conquer the problem.
Yes, so this is our device.
At Tufts University, Associate Professor Valencia Coomson filed a patent in May on a new version of the pulse oximeter. She explains pulse oximeters measure a patient's oxygen level by shooting light into their finger and measuring how much of that light is absorbed by oxygenated hemoglobin. The inaccuracy in dark-skinned people comes from the fact that melanin, which makes skin darker, also absorbs light. Coomson says her device gets around that issue by measuring a person's skin tone.
So that we can send more light if there's a higher level of melanin present, so that melanin doesn't become a confounding factor that obscures our results.
Coomson is Black and says the story of the pulse oximeter and efforts now to redesign it point to the need for greater diversity in engineering and medicine.
We're shaped by our environment and who we are and our identity, and that informs what type of research goes on. It's the people who do research who decide what research is done.
Coomson and other scientists have been pushing the FDA to take steps to address the problem. Last winter, the agency issued a warning that skin pigmentation and other factors could impact pulse oximeter results. Now the agency says it'll bring together expert advisors later this year to discuss the issue and what should be done to ensure the devices are accurate for everyone. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Boston.